Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Grant and Danny on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan.
I'm Grant, he's Danny, this is The Fan. We are on Twitter. You can hit us up if you'd like to throughout the show.
I am at Funny Danny and Grant H. Paulson. What you're going to do is go to Grant H. Paulson, not just regular Grant Paulson. He tweeted once about Glenn Beck in 0-11. 0-11, I'm sure that's a date.
He was excited about the Glenn Beck show that night.
He was giddy about it. So you need Grant H. Paulson. That H is for heart.
Nats Cubs game 5. We are doing this again. We are running this back. We are trying one more time in this town to advance out of the first round. What's amazing, I was on the phone with my mom last night. She is a, you know, she read the book The Secret. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yeah, it's where you just close your eyes and the thing that you want to happen gets to happen.
Right.
Basically.
She's a law. I don't even want to say law of averages. It's laws of attraction, I think, is what it is.
Okay.
So she's like that caller who called in with the deep voice that was like, I am ashamed of you guys.
You mean the poor man that I screamed at?
Yeah, that guy that you yelled at, which was wildly inappropriate, but also the coolest thing that you've done in a while, according to some. Right? We could say at both ends of that spectrum.
I think both can be true.
Yeah. So anyway, so that was good radio, if nothing else. But my mom believes that if I just pretend like the Nats are going to win all day, then they're going to win. And if I don't do that, then they're not going to win. But we were having this long conversation, you know, about being positive and whatever else. And I said, you know what's amazing about this? I said, as I'm sitting here on the phone talking about how just once I'd love this, it's not like I'm talking about a World Series, by the way. It's not like I'm talking about Game 6 of the series. I'm talking about getting out of the first round, dude. I'm talking about winning 3 playoff games after you win 97, 98, 96, 95 games in the regular year. I'm just talking about the first round. Same with the Capitals.
I know.
I'm not talking about winning a cup. I'm not talking about hoisting Lord Stanley's cup and skating around the ice. I'm talking about getting to a conference final.
Conference final immediately. Nothing else. Conference final immediately.
That's all we're talking about.
I need so little. I need so little. Occasionally, major sports towns with 4 major sports teams, sometimes 3, break through to conference finals. Teams have been awful, good, awful, and good again. While D.C. has just managed to consistently almost do it. Conference final immediately. Just somebody do that at once. I'll be satisfied.
Let's go to the Hadid carpet cleaning listener line. Start out on line 3. Jeremy is in Fairfax. Jeremy, why is tonight the night for the Nats and D.C. sports?
Hey, guys. I was a stadium guy from Fairfax, but I think one of the key approaches to the Nats winning tonight's game, I think FP mentioned this last year later in the season, it's taking the ball out of the catcher's mitt. And basically what you do is, like, sit on the off speed, and then the fastball is coming to speed up your hands. Like, if you look at Harper's home run, that was on a hanging curveball, and he sat back on that curveball. And then Rendon's home run and then Taylor's grand slam, those are on outside fastballs going the other way. So sit on the off speed, and then if the fastball is coming, just speed up your hands.
Yeah, they're going to make some adjustments.
Didn't do that very well in game 1, to be sure. So it's the idea is right. You basically, you say, I don't believe that your 88-mile-an-hour fastball at its maximum is going to beat me. If you are going to get in on me and throw it past me, I'll tip my cap to you. What I will eliminate is the ability for you to get me reaching. That's what Kyle Hendricks does. He gets you to reach your pitches either just in or just out of the zone, roll over ground balls.
Also,
50 times in
game 1. I think they got to be more aggressive against him and not as passive. Because if he's just pelting the strike zone like he was in game 1, you're behind 0-2-1-2 constantly. Batting averages with 2 strikes, look around the sport, drop tremendously. I'm not afraid to ambush that guy occasionally if he starts to get locked in the second, the third, the fourth inning, and he's just cruising. Don't be afraid to try to hammer a first or second pitch fastball. Let's go to Ben in Fredericksburg on line 4. You're on Grant and Danny. Will tonight be different? Why?
Yeah, tonight will be different, fellas. And Grant, I'm right there with you. For me, it's because I said so. That worked for my mom all those years, so I think it's going to work for the Nats tonight. My mom said so.
So you're going, your mom read The Secret too, it sounds like. You're going with The Secret is Right. Danny, did you ever read The Secret?
No. I like your mom an awful lot.
Yeah,
that book is nonsense dribble. You know, I'm not a millionaire CEO just because I say so. I don't drive a Ferrari just because I say so. I live in the real world where I've got bills to pay and I have a commute. So you have to do things. You have to just, somebody has to do it. I have no impact on the game tonight. I'll be in the press box.
I do not have an impact on the game
either. Watching in a very, very tense way. So
yeah, I do laugh when people say, you know, how you view or feel about the game it alters something. I think it's a little different for us. We're not just a fan. I mean, we have this platform for 4 hours getting people ramped up for the game, and if we do our jobs properly, there's going to be more of a buzz and a palpable energy with tens of thousands of people, a huge majority of the people going to the ballpark listening to this show. So there's an element of that, that's a burden that I kind of wear when we come in here on days like today. But we got to be realists, and realistically, this is a game on paper that the Cubs should be slight favorites in because of the pitching matchup. You guys can help counter that some because the Nats are at home. And I've just got to assume that this lineup cannot, for five straight games, be as bad as it has been.
Yeah, if you're going to the game, do everything you can. Go nuts. Lose your voice. Be excited. But we can have two different conversations.
Let's go to Rich and Olney. Rich, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you, pal?
What's up, Rich?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Bob.
Here we go again, right? Look, I don't want to hear about the stats or anything like that. Tonight it's going to be all about what we never thought would happen. Jason Worth's going to hit in the two spot. He's going to knock in two RBIs tonight, all right? The Cubs are going to lose. Nats are going to move on. And the positive thinking guy is going to call Danny back tomorrow and convince him to think positively. And, hell, Metro's even staying open for an extra hour.
Yeah, it is.
Some sponsor came through. And now those people don't have to leave early. I bought a bottle of whiskey just for tonight's victory.
Of course.
We're going to get this moving on to the next round.
Shocker, by the way, Rich has a bottle of whiskey for an occasion. Thank you, sir. Is it possible if they win tonight, and I don't want to do a lot of these kind of hypotheticals
right,
today,
right.
But let me do this one.
Uh-huh.
If they win tonight, I don't know how we would, but we track down the positive thinking guy.
He'll probably never call in again.
But that you screamed
at? I screamed at him.
So terribly. And we have him call back in, and we apologize to him, and we just let him talk about positive thinking for a few minutes on the show.
I don't know that I want to set that precedent.
Okay.
Of that, because it would invite somebody. Every time we're not correct about something, like let's say Kirk Cousins has a bad game, then like,
yeah.
Then do you want to give Chris in D.C. a platform for 3 minutes to tell you that you were wrong? I don't want to go there because I have no impact on the game one way or the other. That's unequivocal and that's correct still.
No, it's not because of that. It's not because we were wrong, because I don't think you were wrong. I don't think anything changes about you being wrong. I think it's just that we screamed at him so much that we invite him back and we kind of extend an olive branch.
Yeah, I'm good on not doing that. Because I stand by my point that positive thinking, negative thinking, any kind of thinking has no impact on what professional baseball players do.
Right.
But I will say this. If Jason Worth knocks in two runs, as Rich predicted, I'll take my shirt off in the press box. How about that?
Don't do that.
I'll go shirtless in the press box, and I'll say my name is Grant Paulson, like
no.
Blue Shorts did that time with your credit card.
And this isn't a bit. Don't do that, because you're associated with me in the radio show, and
I like
I'll
that you're
furious.
More upset about that.
Yeah, because that deals with our professionalism and how we're viewed as a radio show.
See how serious you got?
That's you just said a terrible idea, and I also think you might be serious.
Well, I'm sure it's a great idea to have the deep voice creepy guy call in and tell us about positive
things. It's a better idea than you being shirtless in a press box.
One's a bit, the other you really want to do. Now I'm going to do it. I wasn't going to do it before, but now I am.
This is coming from the same guy who stood up and screamed F yeah after a home run in the press box before.
I never did that.
You said you did.
I never did that. Did not scream
F yeah. What did you do?
I smacked the person next to me and go, something's going to happen. You got to be kidding me. And then he hits a home run. I said, oh, my effing God, because it was a stunning
moment. Oh, okay. I was wrong.
Yeah.
He didn't say F yeah. You'll have to forgive me. I got the semantics of the wording correct.
There's a very different thing than cheering in the press box and being amazed that something amazing happened. Some of us
true
aren't
false.
Above the game.
You stood up and you screamed the F word in the press box.
No, that's false.
What did you do?
I said, oh, my effing God, because it's a crazy
quietly?
Moment that happened. Well, I was as loud as anything else in the park. I didn't scream it. I exclaimed it to the point that some snob that you'd be friends with from St. Louis turned around and looked at me.
Yeah.
So the thing that you have just for
you mean a professional, a quote-unquote a snob.
A jerk.
Okay.
The same because it was
the
amazing,
guy doing his job.
Yeah, an amazing moment happened, and people acknowledge it. So the same thing that you do with the Capitals.
Yeah. I don't like, do it in the press box.
Right, you don't do it in the press box. But, like, fandom. People have
fandom
left. Right.
Yeah.
So it was an amazing moment, and I exclaimed something because it was amazing. It wasn't cheering. It was very, very different. I would never cheer in the press box. I joke with you about it.
Yeah.
Because I know it bothers you to such a high degree.
You told me at one point you did that. This is the first time I've heard that
you
didn't
actually do
that.
No, you didn't listen. You're probably looking at your phone or something.
Okay.
This is exactly what's happened the entire time. While the bat's going on.
Are you
going
to be at the game tonight?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
While the at-bat's happening, I was exclaiming, like, this is something's going to happen, something's going to happen. Something happened, I said, oh, my effing God, because cool. It was crazy.
All right, very good. But you're not going to take your shirt off. We agree to that.
I might do that now because you're so upset.
All right.
I might do that now.
Well, that's going to be fun. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.